Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
I've tried to take a look at this Petraeus case and figure it out. You have two four-star generals involved here, several women involved, one set of twins, and a shirtless guy from the FBI. And I mean, don't you miss the simplicity of the Clinton years?
There you go. David Letterman. Talking about what everybody seems to be talking about, one way or another. Hopefully it hasn't overcome you. That's the item that is number one, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, November the 16th. The Petraeus Broadwell scandal, number one on the countdown this week. Let's run down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. You can check it out every day to find out what's going on in the talk radio industry as there's a monitoring going on of talk radio programs, hosts, stations, programs. It's all very cool, and we've got it here, so let's get started. Number 10, the price you're paying for oil and gas and natural gas.
Number 9,
those characters in Iran at it again.
Number 8,
the financial markets and what's going on the air on a lot of the money or business talk radio programs.
Number 7,
the New York, New Jersey post-Sandy frustrations.
Number 6,
conflict in the Middle East with Israel and Syria and the Palestinians.
Number 5.
Secession petitions in states around the country.
Number 4.
The aftermath of the presidential election in general.
Number 3.
Are we going over a fiscal cliff?
Number 2.
The continuing investigation into what happened in Benghazi.
Number 1.
Yep, the scandal is what's number 1. Interesting to hear some of these bits and pieces of programs now, given what's happened over the last week or so. Earlier this year, talk host Bob Rivers and Spike O'Neill talked to Paula Broadwell, who at the time had just released the biography she'd written on Mr. General Petraeus. Here they talk about how she got involved writing the book.
Why would General Petraeus let a reporter really be embedded and really tell his story? But you're not a reporter so much as you are a fellow West Point grad, and you're a comrade, in a sense.
I think that was a big part of the reason we had such rapport. I had gone to West Point. We shared this love of running and fitness. And I had spent the 2 years prior to his trip to Afghanistan following him and working with him on my dissertation. So my dissertation was a case study in how an individual in the military, a maverick, can galvanize institutional change. And I had been working with him and his family and research
how he can lead, basically.
How he can lead change, exactly. Lead. Yeah. And really, the book is more than just a biography of Petraeus. It's a portrait of strategic leadership for anyone who wants to take their organization to the next level.
That's me.
All right. Well, have you read it?
Yeah. Not yet. No, I'm not going to lie to you. You'll beat the crap out of me.
Well, this is your book, dude. This is your book.
All right. So, and I love this kind of stuff, and I can see that in you. Now, you also, if I got the sense of this right, but you didn't come out and say it, but you tricked him because it was obviously the dissertation, and it's like, okay, we'll do it. A dissertation is like a speech, right?
A dissertation is a 400-page theoretically oriented, pedantic sort of product.
Right? Like a speech.
It's like, yeah. And then at one point you went, I might make a book. And
he said he didn't get that email.
Oh, yes.
Truly, I showed up in Afghanistan. I told him I'm turning this dissertation into a book. He'd been very supportive, but he works with a lot of young students and older students, graduate students, and so forth. So he didn't quite realize, partly because he was running a war, that I was pretty serious about turning it into a book. But when I got to Afghanistan and I sent him an email from the border of Pakistan, which showed my strange sense of adventure, I sent him a note and said, I'm having a great time. We just got shot at. This is awesome. And I say that from a point of view of I'm really experiencing war, like the troopers, and now I can write about it in a way that's more credible and compelling and so forth. And he said to his staff, I think we need to take her seriously. She's sharing hardship and risk with our troopers. And so that took me to a new level.
We'll get to being shot at in a second. But first, if you had you know, if he had pictured the book in all its glory on the New York Times bestseller list, do you think he would have got as much access, or do you think that it would have been exactly the same?
Well, I think he's surprised to see it hit the
book. Okay, good. That's great.
And part of it's, you know, the subject. He's an American hero, and he appeals to the left and the right.
Yeah.
But the other part of it, I think, is that an insider wrote it, and so I have this unique perspective, and he's happy as a semi-mentor of mine to, you know, to, he's excited that I've
You guys are clearly come off as partners.
All right. So there's a piece of the interview Paula Broadwell did with Bob Rivers out in his program in Seattle. 800-510-8255. The rest of the interview will be posted at DougStephan.com. From our Countdown affiliate WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, host Kevin Collins talks to Congressman Adam Kinzinger about how or if we're going to know whether national security information was revealed by Petraeus to Ms. Broadwell.
General Petraeus, you know, obviously he admitted to his, you know, the bad step that he took with the lady. Do you believe that, do you think that how do I say this? Is there going to be legal actions that need to be taken against him? Is, even if he was out of the military, but as the head of the CIA, are we going to be able to find out when the CIA is involved, it seems like it's so hard to get any information. Are we going to be able to get to the bottom of this and know what really happened if national security secrets were revealed?
You know, yeah, with Benghazi, yes, we want to get to the bottom of this. With Petraeus, I'll say this. If he was just, you know, unfaithful, that's an immorally bad choice, but that's nothing illegal. If in the process security secrets were leaked, as much as Petraeus is a hero in my mind, and I'll never take that away from him, if he did leak national security details, we need to find out about that, and I think proper justice needs to be taken. However, I pray God that that's not the case. I hope it was just a bad decision and not putting American secrets at risk.
800-510-8255. We're going to breeze through some of the information here, although number one, is something that clearly deserves a lot of time, or as much time as we can give it. Opportunity for you to weigh in if you'd like to. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
All Washington seems to be abuzz, and we're hearing about it on the Talk Radio Countdown show, the discussion of the Petraeus scandal, and television in New York and around the country talking about this. The ladies on The View here discuss the media coverage of Holly Petraeus during this scandal.
Holly Petraeus is reportedly, you know, really furious. But how come we're not hearing so much about the husbands of Paula Broadwell and Jill Kelly? Aren't they pissed off too?
Yeah. But you know what's interesting with these husbands? Both of them are doctors. Jim Kelly.
Jill Kelly.
Jill Kelly. Yeah, her husband, Dr. Scott Kelly. He's a cancer surgeon. And Paula Broadwell. It's just interesting that they're both doctors. Yeah. Whatever. It must be something in the world.
Gynecologist, either one of them?
Broadwell's husband is a radiologist, and she has two children, 6 and 4, and Jill Kelly has two children, 9, 7, and 6. So the husbands, it's interesting that they're both doctors.
Says that the spouses, the male spouses, are standing by their women. The way they always say, oh, the women are standing by their men, you know? But they want to be. Well, maybe they want to be in the reality show in the movie that's going to come up soon about this.
But also, you know, it's funny when we hear about a man cheating on a woman, you know, the women rally around the woman who's been cheated on. I don't know necessarily if a man wants a cheerleading squad around him. It's bad enough that your wife stepped out. I mean, because you know, when we're women, we call all our girlfriends over and they go, girl, we're coming over with ice cream. We're going to watch The Notebook. Men don't want a bunch of men coming over with ice cream.
We're more emotional. Men are more stoic.
Here's host Brian Beeman talking to Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger about FBI involvement in this investigation.
The FBI originally looked into this as a harassment claim. Jill Kelly was worried about these anonymous emails that she was getting. It ultimately, though, led to the resignation of the head of the CIA.
Right.
And all along, the members of Congress were not notified about this. The president himself didn't know about it until last week. Do you think the FBI overstepped its power, or at least its duty to inform you?
Let me try to explain that. The first thing, this started out as a criminal, as you said. It was a cyber harassment investigation. Whenever the FBI has criminal investigations, they do not come to the White House. They try, which they should. The FBI should be apolitical. I think Director Mueller does a good job with that. An example of what happened in Watergate with Hoover and President Nixon. So it became a criminal investigation. Now, when in fact the issue looked like it could have been involving national security or involving more issues about CIA, that is when that the FBI should come to our committee. And our committee, the Intelligence Committee, our role is to oversee all the intelligence agencies, including the CIA, and also to protect national security. So they came yesterday. They were very forthcoming. And at 10 o'clock today, our House Select Intelligence Committee is having a hearing. We will be able to ask the questions of the Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, all the lingering and questions that are out there. There's been a lot of information in the media that just is not true.
All right.
A lot of conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about that.
Sure.
Because there are some people who say that, you know, Benghazi, David Petraeus, on September 14th, went along with the video story that this was an anti-Islam video that caused the attack or was the motivation behind the attack. That turned out not to be true. And some have suggested that Petraeus knew the truth then and went along with that video claim, perhaps under pressure from the White House. Do you have any inclination that is true?
No, I have no indication that's true, and that's why General Petraeus will be coming before our committee and testifying under oath. I think that's important for our country. It's important for our intelligence community, and it's important for General Petraeus.
All right. So up next, the Benghazi investigation here on your weekly countdown.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show now at number two on our review of the top ten this week. Here's Congressman David Nunes talking to host Chris Daniel about the investigation in Benghazi and what Mr. Nunes expects from the hearings.
What we have to start with is pre-9/11 of this year. So the security situation, how did we get into that? What did the raw intelligence say? Now, I say raw intelligence because what the Obama administration said quietly or loudly, but I don't think a lot of people understood what they were talking about, they said that they had no finished intelligence. Okay? Now, nobody knew what finished intelligence is. Well, the difference between raw and finished is that finished is usually a product that takes a long time to produce. I believe there is a lot of raw intelligence that shows that Al-Qaeda was there and other extremist groups, and it most likely it was an attack, and there was not enough security on the embassy or on the U.S. Compounds that were there. So that's the first issue.
Mm-hmm.
The second is what happened during the attack. So after the first attack, And then later the second attack, there's a lot of questions that I have. Most importantly, why weren't air assets put overhead when we knew we had people in trouble? I know what they're going to say, but
right.
I want to get an accounting for where all of our air assets were located. I'm not so much concerned. Some people say, oh, we could have had people on the ground quickly. Look, I mean, this is, you know, we have a great military. But you just can't throw some guys like Rambo and have them jump out of Blackhawks in a snap of a finger. Now, I think that was in motion, probably would have happened within 24 hours, but to think it can happen in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, probably not practical. But there's no reason why there couldn't have been air assets deployed overhead. So that's the second issue, is what happened during the attack that led up to the death of mm-hmm. four Americans. Then the third question is, why did the White House,
yes.
Susan Rice, cover it up? Why did they go out and say that this was caused because of some amateur video that some guy in California produced that no one had even seen, even of that day on September 11th? Hardly anyone had even seen it. Why did they go out there and say that? Not only 5 days after, but why did President Obama go to the United Nations and say it 2 weeks after the fact that it was that it had something to do with this video. So who came up with the video? Why did they blame this video? What was the purpose for it? That's, so those are kind of the three issues.
All right, here's host Jeff Dunn talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about the closed-door hearings and the likelihood of a cover-up.
Was there a cover-up from what we know about Benghazi so far?
Not that we know of. We're concerned about the communication that came place after the incident took place. But actually, the cover-up, we're not sure yet. The question's going to be, you know, who knew what, when they knew it, and whether or not we could have reacted to the death of Evan Ambassador, which I think from a, you know, from a national perspective, it is a great crime that needs to be solved quickly.
A great crime in as much somebody would be complicit in this crime within the administration or intelligence community?
No, I'm talking about whoever perpetrated it and whether or not we could have supported those people on the ground. We lost four people that night, and I think just when an ambassador is killed, it's one of the, you know, one of the worst things that can happen from a country and the relationship we have with that country.
And that country would be Libya, where we supported an overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi, who by all accounts was a terrorist in his own right, a dictator. However, the people that overthrew the Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, are they any better?
Well, that's what we need to find out. And I think this investigation is going to determine what exactly what was the ambassador doing in Benghazi that day. Why did he call on 9/11? Why did he not take a larger security deal? You know, whether or not he asked for one, where that was rejected. You know, all the things that happened along the way that could have changed, that could have reversed that situation, but didn't.
To number three we go in a few moments, the fiscal cliff, or so-called fiscal cliff. Next up on the countdown.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
It's time for all Americans to do our jobs. Because we believe people can govern themselves, American citizenship conveys both rights and responsibilities. But I worry that Americans have overhyped and misunderstood our rights and undervalued and ignored our responsibilities. I understand why. We often feel like our rights are being threatened. Because the overreach of government has left us feeling powerless. But we're not powerless. We can effectively defend freedom in our own communities and in our country. Protecting our freedom is our responsibility, not someone else's. Freedom does not begin in the White House. It begins in our house. We the people means you and me. And our first duty as citizens is to protect and defend our own freedom. That is our responsibility as Americans.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review of information that's been discussed this past week, the week ending Friday, the 16th of November. The so-called fiscal cliff is number three. At number one, the Petraeus scandal. Number two, the Benghazi investigation. So now let's get to number three. If you want to hear, and you're just joining us, the first part of the hour, focus on all 10, by the way, during the hour, can be heard. You can download the whole program at DougStephan.com. Based on the way Mr. Obama and other White House officials are talking, it seems plausible they are not going to insist on returning the top income tax rate to where it was when Bill Clinton was president. That's even though they want to try to avoid the fiscal cliff, which has been discussed very thoroughly this week, not only on the regular issue-oriented talk radio, the so-called political stations, but also on the business and money stations. Here from affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana, host Bob Madison and Dave Gratian talk to Congressman Rodney Alexander, who thinks the Congress will reach an agreement to avoid the so-called cliff.
You think we'll meet some kind of a compromise before the end of the year?
Oh, I think so. I just don't think anybody can identify what it is going to be at this particular time, but I think there'll be some agreement.
Yeah. It's interesting. You're hearing some folks now who are saying maybe we need to go over the cliff.
Well, there's some, you know, suggesting that, as with auto bailout, that bankruptcy is the proper course. I hate to imagine what would happen.
How would it be bankruptcy, though?
For the government. How would the government
How would it be bankruptcy? I mean, we're talking of having to cut the budget by X amount of dollars as of the 1st, correct?
Right. I'm just saying that some said that's the way the auto industry needed to do was bankruptcy, let it go over the cliff. And there are some indicating that perhaps we're past the point of no return, and the only way that we can stop this big machine is to let it run out of revenue. So those that say, well, that's...
Obviously, people who don't depend upon revenue from the government for a living, but that's, you know, what can we say? It's a nasty situation. I hope to heck that we can come to some kind of compromise. But, you know, the world will go on if we do go over the cliff. It's not going to end.
Well, that's true. Unemployment rate may go to, you know, 12%, 15%, but we'll keep going.
Wow. The United States of America goes bankrupt. How about that for a headline? 800-510-8255. So, and this is, by the way, there are people who are whispering if that happens, they want to impeach Obama. That word gets used all the time. Anyway, let's get to the election aftermath. Number four, the election I guess more this week has been why Mitt Romney didn't get elected rather than how it is that President Obama won re-election. There are a lot of people, Mitt Romney who said that the way Obama won was to promise gifts to minorities and young voters. Here from CNN, Wolf Blitzer talks to Governor Bobby Jindal about the comments Mitt Romney made focused on that premise.
Let me play a little clip of what he said to some of his big donors that's causing quite an uproar. Here's Mitt Romney. Listen to this.
What the president's campaign did was focus on certain members of his base coalition, give them extraordinary financial gifts from the government, and then work very aggressively to turn them out to vote.
Now, that's caused a lot of uproar. Gifts that the president gave. I guess the implication is, was he bribing some of that coalition, minorities, Hispanics? Was he bribing young women with all sorts of, quote, gifts? What do you make of that?
Well, if this is completely unhelpful, this is not where the Republican Party needs to go. Look, if you want voters to like you, the first thing you've got to do is to like them first. And it's certainly not helpful to tell voters that you think their votes were bought. That's certainly not a way to show them that you respect them, you like them. We need to stop talking down to voters. As a Republican Party, we need to fight for 100% of the electorate, not 53%, not 52%, but 100%. We've got to stop trying to divide people into different groups by race, by gender, by class. Instead, we've got to show them that our conservative principles will help them pursue the American dream, enter the middle class, do better. This is completely not helpful. This is not where the Republican Party needs to go. We need to stop being the dumb party. We need to offer smart, conservative, intelligent ideas and policies. That's how we win elections. We don't win elections by insulting voters. Again, if you want voters to like you, you've got to like them first. Telling them their votes were bought is not helpful. It's not true. This is not where the Republican Party needs to go next.
800-510-8255. So, the situation after the election doesn't look good for the Mitt Romney crowd, and the Republicans in general pretty much tossing him out with the baby water. So, the election of Mr. Obama and what that brings about, still lots of people upset. Secession petitions, number five this week on the countdown. Here's Talk Host Joe O'Reilly with political analyst Gregory Magarian about... These are, by the way, from all 50 states, these petitions, in case you haven't heard the story. And they have been posted on the White House website requesting permission to peacefully secede and break up the United States of America.
We heard the story kind of bubbling... middle of the week last week. By the end of the week, it had reached to 20 states, 30 states by Monday. Now, at least one petition from all 50 states. Are people making a point as saying we'd like to secede from the Union?
Well, clearly they seem to be making a point, yeah. Expressing, I would say, to put it kindly, blowing off some steam from what was a very contentious election, and now everyone's kind of taking stock of where they stand and what's happening.
Okay, so let's take stock of the country. Does the White House has to acknowledge this anyway? Is there some threshold or is there some number? If they get over this, then they have to actually say, hey, let's not do that or let's do it?
Well, the White House has said, the way this is working is that the White House has set up on its website, I think they call it a We the People site for for folks to air their grievances, and they've said that if for any petition of any kind on that site that gets 25,000 signatures, they'll issue some kind of response. And at this point, quite a few of the state petitions from people in various states have reached that. Texas, I think, is over 100,000 signatures now. Louisiana, Alabama, I think North Carolina, a couple of others. So presumably there will be some response forthcoming from the White House. But what there's no legal obligation for what form that response has to take or what it has to contain.
I got you. And unless people think that this is kind of a new phenomenon, really not. Historically, we've had this come up from time to time, haven't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are sort of calls for secession at various times. Almost always there's something going on somewhere where somebody's talking about secession. There was a kerfuffle back in 2008 when Sarah Palin's husband had been a member of a political party in Alaska that called for secession from the union. But this is certainly the most concerted and kind of wide-ranging effort of this sort that I can remember.
800-510-8255. All right, we're moving through now, moving a little faster through all of the things that have been on people's minds this week. So we move into number six, the position occupied by what's going on in Israel, the fighting on the Gaza Strip, etc. Here's correspondent David Lee Miller reporting from the area where the fighting's going on.
We're about 15 miles from the Gaza border. We're on the Israeli side. And this evening there was a great deal of unease, tension, and confusion in the city of Tel Aviv. This is a city of about 500,000, the greater metropolitan area, significantly higher than that. For the first time in this conflict, militants from Gaza fired a rocket that landed within the city limits. Authorities are not releasing precise details. There were no injuries. They're not releasing that information because they do not want to give essentially targeting instruction to the militants. The weapon involved, believed to be an Iranian-made Fajr rocket, one of those rockets smuggled into the Gaza Strip. Earlier, the Israelis had said they believed they had destroyed most of those weapons. Meanwhile, there were, as you mentioned, three Israeli fatalities. This in a city about 15 miles across the border from Gaza. The dead, two men and one woman, also seriously hurt, a child. And on the Palestinian side, the death toll now stands at least 15 who have been killed. Among them, the Hamas military commander, Ahmed Jabri, and his funeral was held in Gaza. Thousands and thousands poured out, but conspicuously missing the Hamas leadership. They were nowhere in sight. Apparently, they were keeping a low profile, fearful of a targeted assassination. And lastly, the Egyptian Prime Minister is going to visit Gaza. It could be the beginning of a diplomatic solution to this conflict. The Israelis have said that they are ready for a ground incursion. It is something that some have suggested the government is reluctant to do, but it is a bargaining chip. It is on the table. Leverage if there is no diplomacy that is successful.
800-510-8255, the monetary situation, financial market activity coming up, a discussion of that, plus the post-Sandy frustrations with the president visiting New York. All New Yorkers love it when the president comes to town.
When you have the combination of a presidential election occurring 8 days after the storm, and at the same time, the greater metropolitan area needing relief, would you say all the way around that everybody was professional and handled it as they should have?
I think that the mayor and the governor did a super job, and the first responders did a magnificent job and saved the lives. The first responders being the various police, the local police in New York City being the NYPD, but police departments throughout the Long Island area. And then one of the enormous tragedies, there are really two enormous tragedies. One is Staten Island, where housing has been destroyed in the largest of numbers, and people are still without lights, and it is just awful. And the other is Breezy Point, where something like 112 houses burned down and have to be totally replaced. There are other tragedies that existed and still continue to exist, but those are the two major ones.
All right, there's host David Patterson talking to former New York Mayor Ed Koch about how Koch thinks relief efforts have been handled in the Big Apple. As we continue, we still have items number 8, 9, and 10 to cover, and we'll do that up next on the countdown.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-385-9978 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-385-9978. $99.78 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-385-9978 to get your car protected today. Call 877-385-9978. That's 1-877-385-9978. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-385-9978. That's 877-385-9978.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 80,000 diverse safety products, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep. Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Now through November 30th, save off the Grainger catalog price with 25% off select DuPont protective clothing and 30% off Ansel products. Just call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
800-510-TALK, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, now discussing the number 8 item, what's going on Wall Street and in the markets. Here's Bill Griffith talking to Congressman Barney Frank about the stock market being down, even though the election was over a week ago.
The market's down about 5% since the election last week. Do you read anything into that at this point?
Well, first, those who want to read the market as an indicator should have been the most enthusiastic supporters of the Obama administration, since the market doubled from March of 2009, when the president was just taking over, until a couple weeks ago. I don't remember people saying, oh, look at the market, how wonderful Obama must be. Secondly, I think what you're seeing now is an artificial depression in the market because of the uncertainty. I believe that it does not reflect an erosion in fundamentals. In fact, I think the economy has been doing reasonably well, particularly our economy, compared to some of the rest of the world. There's some uncertainty about Europe. It is important for us to deal with the tax and sequestration issues. I believe that once we have done those, this drop will come back up. That is, I think this is an understandable reaction to the uncertainty, not a serious sign of a decline in the economy.
Hi, that's Barney Frank. And what he says, what say you, Mike, in Maryland, about the tax situation?
We've heard a lot about the taxes, and I understand how keeping taxes down stimulates employers to hire more, but I have not heard anything on the revenue side as to the intentions for the use of the additional monies and how those are going to stimulate jobs. In other words, what do we expect the performance to be from this revenue that we're being asked to increase?
All right. One of the things affecting the markets is the BP agreement to settle the case against them from Deepwater Horizon, $4.5 billion. You can be sure a lot of people are going to be talking about that over the weekend.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. All right, let's see here. Number nine is the situation in Iran. Middle East is still obviously a mess. What's going on in Iran and Israel and the Palestinians, Syria. Talk host Rob Schilling with former CIA operative Reza Kahili about the possibility that Israel will attack Iran and whether or not we, the United States, gets involved.
Benjamin Netanyahu basically made the statement to his own people that he was not afraid to go it alone without the United States. Do you think this is something that's going to come to pass? Will he strike independently of the U.S.? And can he count on Barack Obama as a reliable ally if that's what we come to?
Oh, well, it is a very complex situation, and the leaders in Iran, they believe that under President Obama's administration, U.S. has adopted a policy of no confrontation, meaning that they believe that a confrontation with Iran is U.S.'s red line, and that's why Israel hasn't been able to attack. So they feel confident in that, and unfortunately, it has only emboldened them. And I've said this over and over again. If we want to avoid war, it's only through strength that we can avoid war. Signs of weakness will actually result Putin war. So, by the way things are transpiring in the Middle East, I would say that it's just a matter of time before major confrontations take place. Israel, understandably, cannot wait forever. The regime, the Islamic regime in Iran, has already mastered the technology, the know-how of enrichment process, nuclear fuel, and they're working on the trigger for the nuclear bomb, and it could be any day, any week that they assemble that. So there is a lot of uncertainty right now, and it will be a difficult decision for Israel, because they know going it alone, there will be severe consequences. There will be ballistic missiles launched at Israel, rockets from Hezbollah, from the Sinai territories, and even Syria. So it could result in a major war, but a world without the Islamic regime having a nuclear bomb would be a much safer world, much peaceful world. And I wish that U.S. and the West would help and help with the aspirations of the Iranian people to bring change from within.
As Israeli and Palestinian forces clashed in the Gaza this week, those same armies were engaging in real-time battles of hashtags and twit pics, trying to win the hearts and minds of watchers around the world. Pretty interesting how that took place. Number 10 this week on our countdown has to do with the price you're paying for oil and gasoline. Host Wayne Cabot and Steve Scott talked to oil analyst Tom Closen about a report this week that the U.S. is about to become the top oil producer in the world.
Other than being able to say the U.S. is number one, how does increasing production from the U.S. and North America change the world's energy equation?
It doesn't really change the world as much as it changes North America. We're very much the privileged continent, and to a great extent, we're already seeing the benefits of much cheaper energy. Our crude oil prices vary from about $55 in Canada to maybe $110 a barrel in lower Louisiana. And the rest of the world is pretty much around that $110 number. So even though people get apoplectic about pump prices, we're paying a lot less than most other parts of the world. And that will continue to be the case in the next 5 to 10 years.
Tom, where's this new oil coming from? Where are we finding these reserves?
Well, it's kind of all over the place, but we'll probably get another 3 to 3.5 million barrels a day from oil shale in the United States, most prominently North Dakota. And believe it or not, that North Dakota oil is headed to places like Linden, New Jersey, and the Delaware River. We're also getting a lot from West Texas and a place called the Eagleford Shale in South Central Texas. And I suspect that we'll see some other places. Oil shale was discovered decades ago, but it's only recently that price and technology has brought it to market.
You and I and everybody have been hearing for so many years, let's not be so dependent on the Middle East for oil. We can break free of all the politics. I never thought it would ever happen, but you're telling me it's possible.
I think it's going to happen. I think it's a myth to talk about U.S. energy independence, because we'll still be dependent on Canada. Canada's probably going to see another a few million barrels a day, mostly of heavy oil production. That'll get used in the Midwest. And we're also going to see a lot of the stuff that comes from the Mideast backed out. But we'll still have Venezuelan crude, Mexican crude, Canadian crude. So we're not going to be entirely independent, but we can make some decisions, and certainly we don't have to worry as much about the Straits of Hormuz.
That's the Talk Radio Review for this week. Remember, you can check out Bob Rivers' talk host interview with Paula Broadwell this weekend at Doug.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.